Hi, welcome back to Happy Christianity, where it is always happy to serve the Lord. So, I just finished reading the book of Exodus and how God was able to redeem the people of Israel out of Egypt. Well, I know that you're familiar with the story, the plagues and all. Sounds scary, right? Like if I was there, I'd really not sin anymore. But see, no matter how great God worked on revealing himself and his covenant to the Israelites, those people still proved of how unworthy they are of God's love. Like, how could they complain and ask to just go back to slavery if they already witnessed all those great things? How could they be so ungrateful? But looking over our lives, we are sometimes also like the Israelites, right? Have a moment to review yourself and the times that God showed you his grace and mercy, of how God saved you from your past, from the chains and slavery, out of your own Egypt, and how easy it is for you to just throw that grace away, just because of how you feel. Yes, because of how your heart deceives you, and see an ungodly perspective, because of the situation that you're in. But hey, I'm not here to condemn. See, what I'm doing here is reminding you that God gives an abundant grace. But please, just don't be so careless and be like, oh, it's okay. God is going to forgive me anyway. No, it's not like that. See, if we are really with God, we should find rest and strength in him. Ask the Lord, pray for strength, and according to 2 Corinthians 12:9, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. And also according to 2 Thessalonians 3:3, but the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. Remember, God is our refuge and true hope. No matter how terrible the situation you are in right now, remember that you can still come home to him. Keep in mind that he left the 99 just to search for you. He wants you back. And leave that sin that is making you a slave. Have a great day. Bye!